There are a lot of rumors floating around about what Prop 6 would accomplish. I just got one email from a listener asking if it changes the way groundwater rights are granted in Texas. I wrote back, no.
The answer is no. That's correct.
Beck Baroon is one of the three people Governor Rick Perry appointed to the Texas Water Development Board. And if Proposition 6 passes, they will be deciding where to lend money for water projects. That's because
what Prop 6 would do is it would move $2 billion from the state's rainy day fund into a new account that we refer to as SWIFT, the State Water Implementation Fund of Texas. And it would allow the Water Development Board to use money from the SWIFT fund to put towards projects at the state water plan.
It's a lot to digest, but wait, a vote on Prop 6 is not just a vote on whether to spend that money, but also how. That's because of provisions in a law passed this year that overhauled the Water Development Board, says Ken Kramer.
One of those provisions is a requirement that not less than 20% of the funds out of this new funding source go to conservation of water or reuse of water.
Kramer works on water issues for the Lone Star Sierra Club.
There's another 10% earmark for projects in rural areas, and that may also include agricultural water conservation measures.
And here's where we go from what we know for sure about Prop 6 into the world of uncertainty. Like Kramer says, the rules designate some funding for rural water and some for conservation or reuse of water.
But how does that combine with, so there's 10% that is for rural communities. So does the 10% count towards the, you know what I mean? Like, how do those two numbers play together?
Jennifer Garver is the city manager for Uvalde, Texas. She's in a rural part of the state, but she also wants to encourage conservation. So if she asks for a loan, would that count out of the rural pot of money, the conservation pot, both? So far, no one knows.
That is true.
Again, the Water Development Board's Beck Baroon.
And as far as whether counting for one disqualifies the project from counting for another, that type of question will have to be straightened out in the rulemaking as well.
Something else that will be decided by the Water Development Board through rulemaking, what exactly counts as conservation? Or for that matter, rural or agricultural? If Prop 6 passes, it will be just the start of that debate, says the Sierra Club's Ken Kramer.
The Sierra Club and I think many other conservation-oriented organizations are going to be there at the Water Development Board pushing for a strong definition of water conservation projects that will allow us to actually reduce the amount of water used per capita.
Just as large cities will lobby for their interests, industry groups for theirs, and agriculture for theirs. Of course, first, that money needs to be there. And for that, Proposition 6 would have to be approved by Texas voters. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel, KUT News.